This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A powerful Pacific storm is continuing to slam the West Coast, with parts of Southern California now under an extreme flash flood risk. The Weather Prediction Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding from Monterey to Los Angeles. The National Weather Service saying the event is going to produce heavy rain, strong winds, high surf, and heavy snow in high elevations over California for the next few days. U.S. gas prices jumped 6 cents this week to a national average of $3.24. Gas analyst Troby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey shares which U.S. cities had the lowest and highest gas prices.
Among the metro areas we surveyed on February 2, Cheyenne is a low at $2.52 for regular, and the highest Los Angeles area, $4.60. We have $3.01 in Minneapolis, $3.16 in Atlanta, $3.17 in Baltimore, and $4.56 in Honolulu.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As Texas continues to see a record number of illegal immigrants at the U.S. southern border, causing the state to put up razor wire and other border barriers, South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem joins Fox News to discuss.
We're deploying all of our resources that we have to support Texas. And remember, Democrats have been encouraging this president. They've been encouraging President Biden to come after our state's rights. They've been talking about federalizing our National Guard, which would be the first time in American history that we would have a president that would pay soldiers to stand down, to actually not protect America.
Jury deliberations are beginning Monday in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly. She is the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in Michigan in November of 2021. This is USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After a deadly drone attack in Jordan killed three American service members last week, the United States fired retaliatory strikes targeting Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq and Syria on Friday, killing more than 30 people. National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, joins Fox News Sunday to talk about the possibility of escalating tensions.
The president doesn't want to see a broader conflict in the Middle East, and we're not looking for a war with Iran, and I'll bet you the American people don't want that either. We're going to do what we have to do to hold them accountable.
Crime is raging in Washington, D.C., and there is another high-profile victim, a man who used to work in the Trump administration losing his life after being shot during a carjacking spree.
Mike Gill, a man who worked in the Trump administration, dies after being shot in the head 5 days ago during a carjacking in Washington, D.C. The suspect killed in a shootout with police later that night. Gill was sitting in his car on K Street in downtown D.C. when the suspect got into his car and shot him. His wife, Christina, issuing a statement saying, "His sudden departure has left a void in our lives that can never be filled." I'm Laura Winters.
Starting next month, the SAT will only be available digitally. The new test will also be shorter and adaptive, so questions will change depending on how a student performs as the test progresses. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, here I am, joining the forces here, and thank you so much for coming along for the ride here as we're getting serious about getting this country back on track. I am Bill Martinez, and he is Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith. Hey, Phil, happy Monday to you. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. It's great to be on the air with you and talking about some important matters for today, especially this Texas border conflict between Abbott and the federal government. It's unfolding to be very interesting.
Well, and what's also interesting is the some of the traditional inherent worldview of Texas as a state is coming out, isn't it? It's like they're finding their very soul in this strain and stress of what's happening in the border, what's happening to their state.
Well, yeah, when you fly a flag that was symbolized the revolution of Texas, the Texas Revolution flag, and you're saying we're in a struggle for independence. That's really what that flag is saying. And maybe the viewers don't know what we're talking about here, so are the listeners. But basically, they're flying a flag in Texas that was known to be flown at the Battle of Gonzales, and it says come and take it. If you think you can take Texas, try it. I put my hands together. I think there's probably a dozen other governors that are supporting Abbott's decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't there something within the within Texas's constitution that gives them, you know, some independence? I mean, they're not. It's not a typical state, or how do I want to put it? A commitment or contract with the federal government, at least my understanding has been, is there's something there that allows Texas to be, you know, a little bit more independent than all the other 49 states. Is there something that I've misunderstood, or is there some validity?
I'm like you. I've had an inkling of that. I know they don't have clear pathway to speak from the union, but I do think you're right. I was gonna see a little bit of research here while we're talking, but it appears that there is something that dates back to the 1930s, and I don't have enough information now to be smart, just to be how about this, awkward.
Yeah. Well, that's. I mean, again, this we're having a conversation. This is what you know. I tried to have a conversation with someone, and it's difficult in this environment. And I'm pretty sensitive about understanding when people are ideologically fixed. You just kind of, you know, run away with them. I mean, you know, first started out with a guy saying, well, you know, I hate religion and yada yada. And he was just, you know, and I was just at a health club, just relaxing. I mean, I was having a moment to decompress. And this guy, and I go, okay, God, you know, you brought me into this guy's orbit for a reason. What am I supposed to say to him? But he was, you know, on and on about how much he hated religion. I said, you know, even Jesus hated, you know, religion. So it kind of stopped him for a minute and, you know, and calmed him down for a second. But then he couldn't help himself. He had to just go back into his foolish ways. And, you know, and what happens sometimes when you have interactions with people like that, you get their stupid on you. You know, you just feel like, oh, how do I rid myself of this, this bad juju, you know, that this guy has, that he just is so ideologically fixed. And in fact, he wanted to argue in right now kind of typical form. And, you know, this is a little bit of a sidebar, but not too far. But, you know, in American Faith, you know, you're reporting on Harvard to host this Palestinian professor who blames Israel for Hamas terrorist attack. And this guy had the same, you know, the same feeling and attitude that it was Israel's fault. You know, because they made Hamas come in and rape their women, drag them through the streets, kill 1,200 innocent Israelis. And, you know, it was Israel's fault. And, you know, and how do you talk to people like that, Phil?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I think most people would say there's no logic, there's no reason happening in Washington, D.C. these days, okay? And right. I received a copy of a study, and it was a study that was done of Ivy League schools, people who had already graduated, were working, of elites, and then the average American. And we could not be further from understanding, the same understanding. For example, the approval rating among Ivy League schools for Biden was 89%.
Wow.
Another
the so-called intelligentsia of our country, right?
Right. They also, they were like 79% thought that all air conditioners should be eliminated from personal residence because of destroying, you know, the environment. Now, think about that number.
Right.
Now, that's crazy. And then the elites weren't far behind them. And then the average American, I think Biden got like a 19% approval rating. So you look at it, there's an ideology here that looks at life through a totally different set of lenses that I quite honestly don't understand.
You know, I'm with you on this because, you know, it's like you abandon a common sense and empirical evidence, but you have to believe, you know, you got to believe these elites. I mean, they come from all these great colleges and they spend all this money for their education. And the thing is about them is that, you know, they have this arrogance about them, like the Harvard, you know, former president. You know, how dare you question her? You know, she's the president of Harvard. She's, she's got her PhD. She's all that in glory and honor. And then you find out that there's no substance, there's no foundation to her credentials. And yes, you know, the thing that's surprising.
And that
I'm sorry?
A thief. And that she's a thief.
Yes.
She plagiarized and stole her way up to the top.
The question remains, like what you're talking about in this poll, is that if this is the way people think and she's at the top of the list, how many others in that group of elites, you know, from these 19, 20 top universities in the country, how many are like-minded? How many acquiesce and are cheating and stealing and with impunity?
Yo, exactly.
Is that a fair question to ask?
I'm going to say most, then. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in that that bailiwick, and you're in that in these group of elites, wow, I'd want to maybe go back and, you know, review my dissertation, make sure I had all the appropriate, you know, references and, you know, footnotes and all that sort of thing that I couldn't be so accused. But I mean, Phil, this wasn't by accident. This wasn't a minor mistake, because when I talked to Carol Swain, you know, which a lot of the stuff was lifted from her hard work, she said at first she thought it was, you know, oh, it was flattery, you know, kind of deal. I was being flattered, until I realized there was such a huge number of thievery that had taken place on her hard work, and then she was greatly insulted. Got to go to break.
More from Bill Hodgson. Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Phil Hotzenfeller continues with us. Phil, I want to get back on to what we were talking about, what's going on in Texas and Abbott and how much brain damage he's causing, you know, to the president. Meanwhile, you got Mayorkas, being impeached, and you got, I mentioned last week the three amigos you know, Biden and Harris and Mayorkas, who know nothing, you know, about the border. I mean, it's just like, you know, and it amazes me, you know, like we were talking about earlier, that 40%, pick a number, but certainly somewhere around 40% of America is supporting Biden with all these bad policies at every turn. You know, the country is being devastated by these policies. And, you know, the left wing of the Democratic Party is controlling that party so much that it's yanked them so far left. The Republicans, they can't handle the distance. So what they've done is they've moved more left themselves. It's almost like what the Republicans have become are yesterday's Democrats. You know, there's a blue dog Democrats, you know. And you go, wait a minute. You know, here they are. They're trying to negotiate some sort of, we're going to allow 5,000 people. Wait a minute. We already went through that negotiation back in the 80s, right, when they went to Reagan and they said, look, just give us these. All we want is 3 million, you know, roughly 3 million illegals. We're going to make them legal. We'll give them amnesty and we'll never talk about this again. Right. Jeez. And it's amazing. And the Republicans, it's like they forget history. They don't tell the Democrats, look, we're not debating this issue. We're not to go. You guys already, you played your final card back in the 80s. And we're not coming back, you know, we're not revisiting this, okay? But they don't have the audacity to do that, I guess.
No, and clearly what we have happening here is just grinding it down because they know, well, Soros came out very clearly and said, we're going to turn Texas through illegal immigration, we're going to turn it into a completely blue state. The agenda out there. They don't even care. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
And honestly, who knows? What's the message to all these, hey, if you don't vote for Biden, you know, we're not going to let any of your family come in. I mean,
right.
There's a million mafia techniques that can be used in these situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on top of the cartel connection that they have.
Right.
You know, it's just... This is so incredible. Phil, we're losing our country. We it all started. In fact, we were talking with Alex Newman earlier. He's written a great book, and he's somebody that you need to connect with. And his new book is on our education. It's indoctrinating our children to death. Government school war on faith, family, and freedom. And the government school, you know, you go back over 100 years when it took over, you know, the public school system, they were real clear. They said exactly what they were going to do. And this is that we're going to replace, God with this new God, this new religion. And they have progressively moved through not only, educational industrial complex, but all the institutions of our country. And they're doing a clean sweep of making sure God's not part of the conversation. And we do this at our own expense because God's real clear in his word. You know, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. You know, you want knowledge, you better be connected. You go to the one who knows knowledge, the one who created, you know, this entire world. And, and we render ourselves stupid by the mere act of our own arrogance to turn our back on God. And this is what's been happening. And look at what we've got, whether it's the school system, our military, go on down the line. America, Phil, we're more vulnerable than we've ever been in our entire lifetime, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We're on the verge, quite honestly, I think, of some kind of a revolution. Maybe not one like founded this nation, but something, you can only push people so far, and then they break, they snap, and something is going to happen. And Texas is the example. Now, a lot of people say, mm-hmm. Well, what about the Supreme Court? Supreme Court said they had the right to cut the wire down because it was on federal property border, but mm-hmm. they didn't say they put it back up. So this is the key here. It's not illegal for them to put it up, but it's also legal for feds to cut it down. So I think what happens here is you just basically now you've got such tenacity among these Texans and this governor mm-hmm. that they're going to say, that's fine, cut it down all you want. We're just going to keep putting it back up.
And Christy Noem is sending more razor wire to the border. And you got 25 governors, you know, coming alongside and supporting Abbott. So, you know, when you talk about, in a sense, an American version of the Alamo, we may be realizing that much sooner than we realize.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Exactly right. And I just sent you over that survey that was done of the lead. It's called Them Versus Us. And pretty interesting. It's, when you look at some of the topics and some of the areas that it touches, you know, like, for example, the elites, 70% of the elites trust that the government is doing the right thing and will do the right thing. That's more than twice the national average. Think of that.
Wow.
So when you,
well,
and when you take that number among the most politically active members of the elite, they say that number rises to 89%. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sure on the other end of the elite and Ivy League grads, because I don't see that through any lens.
Yes. Well, again, it goes back to what Alex, said earlier, and that's the indoctrination. You know, this whole generation has been so indoctrinated because they're on a totally different trajectory and agenda, an agenda that aligns itself with the World Economic Forum, an agenda which the president of Argentina, the new president, Milei, kind of mocked and laughed at and said, you guys are idiots, in essence, and under their own tent. At their own party, he's calling them out for the non sequitur, the lack of common sense. And he comes in with empirical evidence and said, well, then, let me tell you what our country did. We were free. We believed in free markets. We were robust. We had, we were the shining star of South America. Everything was great. And then all of a sudden we started buying into this collectivism, this very stuff, this junk that you're selling. We bought it for over 100 years, and it crushed us. This doesn't work. We've gone through that experiment for generations. It killed our people. It killed our country. And what happens? I mean, he's Argentina's Donald Trump.
Oh, exactly. Yep. Well, maybe this will catch on, Bill. That's my hope and prayer, that finally, we get Trump back in power. But we have to set a stage for more than Trump. You can't hang your whole on a 4-year term. You've got to say, we've got to be better at what we do. We have to have a strategy for moving forward that's Trump plus. Let's say that. How about that?
Well, you're exactly right. And I'm not convinced the RNC has the ability and capacity to see it that way, because they still think within the lens of the establishment, as opposed to a real true, revolution, kind of what you were referring to earlier, a real revolution that's backed with we call it a red wave, for lack of a better word. I don't know if we call it a MAGA wave that takes place. But like you said, Trump needs to go in with reinforcements, and he needs to really upend the bureaucracy and counterman, what Barack Obama did. See, a lot of people don't realize that Barack Obama, before he left office, reassigned, I think it was 4,000 of his people, of his indoctrinated people. He reassigned them into the bureaucracy and gave them bureaucratic jobs. One purpose alone, to upend and do everything they could to interfere with the Trump agenda. And look what Donald Trump did in spite of Nancy Pelosi, 4,000 of these bureaucrats, moles, within the government, and all the interference that they did. Phil, I think if we'd had any kind of cooperation whatsoever, we'd have realized 5-6% GDP, and we wouldn't be dealing with the White House that we're dealing with right now.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. A powerful Pacific storm is continuing to slam the West Coast, with parts of Southern California now under an extreme flash flood risk. The Weather Prediction Center is warning of life-threatening flash flooding from Monterey to Los Angeles. The National Weather Service saying the event is going to produce heavy rain, strong winds, high surf, and heavy snow in high elevations over California for the next few days. U.S. gas prices jumped 6 cents this week to a national average of $3.24. Gas analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey shares which U.S. cities had the lowest and highest gas prices.
Among the metro areas we surveyed on February 2, Cheyenne is a low at $2.52 for regular, and the highest Los Angeles area $4.60.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is here in Las Vegas, Nevada for the 2024 SHOT Show, and Dr. Matthew Miller is back with us. Dr. Miller, good to have you with us. Good
great
to see you.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me again this year.
Hey, another great show, huh?
Yeah, great show. Lots of activity here. Your listeners can probably hear it in the background.
Exactly. Well, this is such a massive event. They gave me some stats to kind of give you a perspective.
Yeah.
And what you're talking about, almost a half. Well, yeah, over, I guess, half marathon worth of exhibit space.
Yeah.
This is the third largest trade show here in Las Vegas. So it is massive. And, when people think about the SHOT Show, it's more than, guns and ammo. Mm-hmm. It's safety. It's responsibility. It's outdoor life.
Yeah.
Everything that I think embraces, American values.
Yeah. Well, even underlying all of that, it's a community, and that represents a really rich opportunity for us to talk about suicide prevention with this community.
Exactly. And I should remind you, not Dr. Miller, but everybody else, he's the executive director of VA Suicide Prevention with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Give us an update. We've heard a lot. I mean, it seems like the numbers have been vacillating. What do we know in terms of veteran suicide.
Well, our numbers went up in 2021. There's no way around that, and need to be pretty transparent about that. I think 2021 was a challenging year for veterans and for the U.S. population as a whole. We had COVID. We had January 6th. We had the Afghanistan withdrawal. So, yes, we saw suicide go up by 114 veterans in 2021. We also saw suicide go up in terms of firearm suicides. It accounted for 72% of all veteran suicides. So that's what we're here to talk about, lowering that number through secure, safe storage.
Right. And, you know, and that's one aspect of it. And I don't know, you know, if you anticipated, like you mentioned, the withdrawal of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
How psychographically damaging was that?
I think that it was an event, it was an occurrence that veterans had to process and work through. I don't think that veterans as a whole can be described in terms of how it impacted them, but I can say every veteran had something to work through with that.
Well, let me ask you, because a lot has been talked about in terms of the wokeness of the modern day military. Is that having any impact and contribution to the depression of former vets?
I don't know that there's anything there that I can point to in my knowledge in terms of research or feedback that I've seen. What I do know is that the period of transition from service member to veteran is very challenging. We're trying to get better at the services that we're providing to transitioning service members, and we're working with the community more so to help with that transition process.
What's the average transition?
What's the average?
Average transition when a vet, comes out and becomes a civilian.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing as an average?
I see. So, I mean, you're talking about a transitioning service member going from active duty to veteran status. We've extended that process to a year before, a year after, and wraparound services between the VA and the DOD. But we really need to lower the suicide rates during that time period. And to do so, we've started some new programs like Solid Start, which offers 3 calls within the first 12 months of separation to service members to offer them VA services and resources.
Just to make sure that they haven't been lost.
Exactly.
Right? And also make them aware, because,
yes.
I mean, we're all, we're just so, sometimes we get busy about life,
yeah.
And we fail to appreciate, what's available. In fact, I was just talking with a vet the other day, and in her separation papers, there was information. It was right there in her papers, and she just didn't connect and understand and read it.
Yeah, and I did the same thing myself when I transitioned. I mean, you don't know what you don't know, and so when you're sitting there in TAPS and getting all this information, it's like, I don't need this. And then when you do need it, you're like, where did I hear about this? So, yeah, those calls are really helpful for bridging that gap.
Well, for any vets that are listening, I mean, hear up. I mean, you need to listen to this. Is that, it's not a bad thing. It's unfortunate that maybe you missed out some information, but it's never too late.
Yeah.
Because whether it's something that could help you right now, maybe it's somebody else, maybe it's a fellow vet who needs some encouragement and direction, right?
Yeah, and for the latest information on VA suicide prevention, check out va.gov/reach.
Excellent. So, tell us more about this campaign. Don't wait, reach out.
Yeah, what we're really trying to get at here is a message to veterans about the importance of not waiting until that last urgent minute or second. Now, if that happens, we have the Veterans Crisis Line. Dial 988, press 1, we're there 24/7, 365. But it's encouraging veterans before reaching that point to reach out to each other, reach out to the VHA, reach out within their community.
Exactly. Well, you know, tell us some stories, Dr. Miller. I mean, this is, you know, our audience loves to hear stories, you
sure.
know, and I'm sure you've got a boatload of them, you know, because this helps to, you know, put some reality into
yeah.
what you're doing.
I think one of the, there's lots of encouraging stories, I think, that come out of being here at NSSF and the SHOT Show. I think one thing that's been particularly encouraging to me, we started this year for the first time offering a suicide prevention training to conference attendees. And yesterday we had a lot of attendees who were interested and wanted to learn more about suicide prevention. We had two individuals who run a range, and they've had two suicides with individuals at their range. And they were able to receive information on suicide prevention and to provide us with information on improving the training that was really, really valuable. So that illustrates in just that 1 hour exchange the power of being here and just being part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the thing, you know, that's always been appreciated and encouraged here is that don't just leave it up to the vet. I mean, family, you know, friends, they see some of these signs. What should they be aware of?
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because when you go to va.gov/reach, there's also resources there for family, loved ones, those who care about veterans. You know, one of the biggest things that we hear family members asking is, how do I start the conversation? How do I start the conversation about suicide? How do I start the conversation about firearms and maybe secure storage? And we provide some tips, suggestions, and feedback on that site for those kinds of very common questions that people have.
Yeah, because in some cases, you know, the vet will be very open about it.
Right.
You say he's contemplating suicide.
Right.
This is something that he's dealing with.
Right.
And, you know, at times it's like that's beyond our comprehension. We've been talking with Dr. Matthew Miller, the Executive Director of VA Suicide Prevention with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Again, Dr. Miller, as we wrap things up, remind our vets, the family members, where they can go for more information.
Sure. All vets and family members concerned about vets or loved ones, remember the Veterans Crisis Line. It's easier to access now by dialing 988, and then when you hear, if you're a veteran, press 1, hit that one digit, you'll be connected to the Veterans Crisis Line. If you're interested in other resources as part of our Don't Wait, Reach Out campaign, go to va.gov/reach.
Dr. Miller, been an honor as always.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Take care.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
I guess he's not here yet. We're waiting for him anyway. And Gary's got an exciting update, you know, to share with us regarding Focus on the Family and, you know, the great things that they've been able to accomplish in this past year. So the highlight will be on, you know, how Focus is working, you know, working for families and some great, great statistics and great results here. So do we have Gary with us now? I guess we're still on standby for Mr. Gary Schneeberger. I just spoke with him earlier, so I wonder if he's out for his cup of coffee or what, but I don't want him to get derailed here because we've got some exciting things to talk about, you know, as I mentioned, regarding, you know, some State of the Union here on Focus on the Family. Gary, are you there?
I am here.
I hear him. Okay, hey, how you doing, buddy? Good to have you with us. I was telling the audience, we got some great things to share about the impact that Focus and the Family made in 2023. So this segment, we're going to, you know, kind of give a state of the union of Focus. And, you know, what sticks out from the very beginning was the first year that Focus had helped more than, you know, 2 million families thrive in Christ. When you say that over 2 million thrive in Christ, what does that mean exactly, Gary?
It means of all of the measures that we have to assess how we've helped people, from evangelism to marriage to parenting to advocacy for kids, there was some touch point somewhere that people asked for information from us, people received counseling from us. There was some touch point with Focus throughout the year. That's what that 2 million number means.
So you could look at it in terms of evangelism, marital help, family support, single people. I mean, because you have such a plethora, if I can say, of outreaches and
right.
departments within Focus on the Family. And these are all, as you say, connection points with, with people, Christians and otherwise, who are, looking for solid counsel.
Right. And they're looking not just for solid counsel, but they're looking for solid biblical counsel. And that's why it's so important. Thank you for making sure you mentioned it. We helped more than 2 million families thrive in Christ. That's the most important part of that sentence, as impressive as that number is. And, just one of the other things that really blew me away when I saw the numbers, Bill, was that we helped, we strengthened 680,000 parents. We helped them improve their parenting skills. That is 1.29 parents per minute for the entire year. More than a parent a minute was helped by the ministry that Focus on the Family does. And I might add, I'm very thankful to add that that's donor supported ministry.
Exactly. And Gary, what excites me about these numbers, and especially right now, you talk about for a time such as this,
right,
the condition of our world, where we are. I mean, what has been coming out loud and clear, I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller about this earlier, is that, and Phil's the president of American Faith and American Faith Magazine, and is that more than ever, the voice of Christians, the faith of Christians, needs to come out because of the condition of the world right now. And when I say that, when I talk about Christians coming, I'm not talking about average, just, because you ask people, were you a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Okay. Well, how do you know that you're a Christian? Are you a real Christian? Are you in the Bible on a daily basis? Do you have a connection with God? Are you out there? Are you talking to other people about your faith? I mean, this all is consistent with the worldview. I think we really need to intensify this commitment in a way. And what's adding to this, Gary, was that, I saw an interview with Nick Saban, the coach of of Alabama, right? And he's had such great success. And he talked about elite athletes and what it was to be an elite athlete. And as I was hearing him speak, because he talked about, you could be a good athlete and you get good results. You could be an outstanding athlete and get outstanding results. But if you're an elite athlete, that's a whole other category altogether. And so I converted what he was saying relevant to our faith. Why can't we be an elite Christian?
Right.
And when I'm saying that, I'm not saying that in arrogance. I'm just saying, look at just between you and God, can you make an elite commitment to produce elite results? And what does that look like? Like in sports, if you're an elite athlete, you're leading the team, you're scoring, you're having, wins, victories, all these good positive things relevant to your athletic performance, right? So why can't we convert and embrace that idea of elite Christianity?
Right. Well, and one of the numbers that comes out of the research that we did, Bill, speaks right to what you're talking about. Focus helps more than 980,000 people grow in their faith and relationship with Christ in 2023. That's almost 1 million people strengthened in exactly the way you're talking about.
Yeah. And that's what I like about what you're doing here, because this all, again, it has relevance. And when I'm talking, about being an elite Christian, again, this is an error. This is between you and God, okay? I mean, we don't need to go around like, because we have this kind of spirit of elitism that is so ungodly. We're seeing it manifest in so many levels, whether it's in the bureaucracy, education, and that sort of thing. No, I think that we would agree that Jesus was quite elite. He was elite, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's the example we're supposed to follow, and we're never going to be able to follow it perfectly. So, yeah, it's a great challenge all the time.
Exactly. I mean, again, what would Jesus do? But again, you don't need to go wear it on your, you know, on your sleeve. Just go be it. You know, just, yeah. you know, it was saying earlier that we should have better thoughts. We should, you know, think better. We should, you know, do better. We should be better. You know, this kind of deal that, you know, just up our game and say, all right, this is what I'm going to do. Because guess what's happening right now, Gary? Satan, because he knows where, you know, the time is drawing nigh. I mean, see, look at the manifestation of signs that are happening all over our world right now. I mean, they are intensifying. And so are we going to match that intensity? You know, are we going to up our game? And understanding that, you know, Satan's left his own devices. You know, he can't get any better. We can get better by plugging into the power of the Holy Spirit and what God, you know, and being in alignment with the Father's will, right? And that power supersedes anything that Satan come up with. Satan is just hoping that we just, you know, we get overwhelmed. We're too busy about, you know, the things of this world and forgetting about eternity. And in the process, you know, a lot of people are going to pay the price. You know, family members, our culture, you know, these numbers that you're talking about, you know, that Focus does is a service to, you know, to families and to communities, you know, around the country. This is awesome. And we need to, you know, participate and come in partnership with what, you know, Focus is doing, again, for a time such as this. Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely. And it's, you know, I look at these numbers, and I used to work in Hollywood and market films, and I used to look at numbers of box office after the opening weekend, and that was kind of okay. That's great. We made a lot of money for the film company, the studio. But these numbers, they're big, but they're more important because they're exactly what you're talking about. These are 2 million families thrived in Christ. We had 193,000 people make a decision to follow Christ over the past 12 months. We helped them do that. That, to me, is just there are going to be 193,000 more people in heaven because of what we did last year at Focus on the Family. And that just warms
exactly. Exactly. This is an eternal consequence. I mean, the stuff of this world, I mean, it's fleeting, right? And
no,
we're talking about, okay, where do you plan on spending the rest of your life? I'm not talking about your mortal life. I'm talking about your eternal life. What is your plan? You know, do you want to be with God, or do you want to be elsewhere? Because there's a clear delineation, right? I mean, there's nothing in between. You either are or you're not.
Yep.
The way I understand it.
Absolutely, and we're so thrilled that we get to help people be part of the am, not part of the not. As do you, Bill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, and we can all partner together. We can all be part of the solution and not part of the problem, because the solution we're talking about has eternal consequences. I mean, isn't that what you want? And so, look at Focus on the Family has a great infrastructure. They've been doing this for so many years and helping so many people here. And you can partner with them. Gary, how can the rest of us, you know, partner and co-labor with Focus on the Family?
Go to focusonthefamily.com, pick a ministry area. They're all listed in the nav bars at the top that you want to be involved in, and find out how to be involved. Very simple.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi.